Imagine standing at the edge of the cosmos, peering into its deepest secrets, and discovering that the universe speaks a language, mathematics. This is the journey Roger Penrose invites us to embark upon in his monumental work, The Road to Reality. Why does mathematics describe our physical world with such uncanny precision? This question has haunted humanity's greatest minds for millennia. Penrose, who would later win the 2020 Nobel Prize in Physics, doesn't just explain physics, he unveils the hidden architecture of reality itself. The universe isn't just described by mathematics. In some profound sense, it might be mathematics. This realization transforms our understanding of existence. As Einstein once wondered, how can it be that mathematics, being after all a product of human thought, independent of experience, is so admirably appropriate to the objects of reality? The answer to this question may be the key to understanding everything. Mathematics possesses an objectivity beyond human invention. When Pythagoras discovered musical harmonies corresponded to string length ratios, he was uncovering an existing relationship, not creating one. The Mandelbrot set, with its infinite complexity from the simple equation z goes to z squared plus c, exists independent of our awareness, revealing identical structure regardless of who examines it. This independence raises profound questions. When Andrew Wiles proved Fermat's last theorem after 350 years, the theorem didn't suddenly become true. Its truth existed before human conception. The decimal expansion of pi contains patterns whether humans discover them or not. Mathematics seems to inhabit what Penrose calls a Platonic realm, a world of perfect forms beyond physical reality. The true mystery lies in how this abstract mathematical world connects so precisely with our physical universe. Why should the universe obey mathematical laws? How can our minds, emerging from organized physical matter, perceive these abstract mathematical truths? These questions suggest a deeper relationship between mathematics and reality than we currently understand. Shining light through two narrow slits reveals a revolutionary physics phenomenon. Individual particles create wave-like interference patterns, as if passing through both slits simultaneously. This wave-particle duality forms the foundation of quantum mechanics, challenging our intuitive understanding of reality. In the quantum realm, particles exist as probability waves until measured. These wave functions have a non-local character, collapsing instantaneously from spread-out waves to localized particles when detected, a quantum jump that troubled even Schrödinger, who regretted his involvement with quantum theory because of this counterintuitive feature. While quantum mathematics predicts experimental results with extraordinary precision, its interpretation remains contested. Is the wave function physically real or merely a mathematical tool? Does consciousness collapse wave functions? Do parallel universes branch with each measurement, as in the many worlds interpretation? After a century of debate, physicists still haven't reached consensus on what quantum mechanics ultimately reveals about reality itself. When particles interact, they become entangled, linked in ways that transcend physical separation. This profound phenomenon reveals reality's true nature. Two particles created together remain connected even when separated by light years. Measuring one instantly determines properties of the other. Einstein called this spooky action at a distance, believing it exposed flaws in quantum mechanics. Yet experiments consistently confirm these connections. John Bell's theorem proved no theory based on local, independent particles could match quantum predictions. Recent tests have verified Bell inequality violations across distances exceeding 15 kilometers, establishing entanglement as fundamental to our universe. The power of entanglement lies in its holistic nature. Multi-particle quantum systems aren't described by separate wave functions, but by a single state encompassing the entire system. While n-classical particles require 3n numbers to describe their positions, quantum descriptions need a function of 3n variables, exponentially more complex. This hidden complexity enables quantum computing's potential and phenomena like quantum teleportation, where unknown quantum states can be transmitted using classical communication plus pre-shared entanglement. The process requires just 2 classical bits to convey what would classically need infinite information, all made possible by entanglement's quantum channel between sender and receiver. Imagine space and time as a single fabric, space-time, that bends in the presence of mass and energy. This is Einstein's revolutionary vision of gravity. Unlike Newton's concept of gravity as a force acting across empty space, Einstein realized gravity emerges from space-time's geometry itself. Mass curves space-time. Curved space-time directs matter's movement. This geometric understanding transforms our view of reality. Light follows curved paths not because it's attracted to massive objects, but because it travels along the shortest paths in curved space-time. Time flows differently in varying gravitational fields, which is why GPS satellites require relativistic corrections to maintain accuracy. The mathematics of space-time reveals a dynamic structure where light cones, defining the limits of cause and effect, tilt and twist with the presence of matter. In extreme cases, the mathematics allows for closed time-like curves that theoretically enable time travel. Einstein's field equation, r minus 1/2 rg equals 8gt, elegantly captures how mass and energy curve space-time, representing one of physics' most profound conceptual advances. Why does time flow in one direction? Why do we remember the past but not the future? These questions connect to cosmology's greatest mystery: why the universe began in such an extraordinarily ordered state. The Big Bang was remarkably special. While early universe particles were in random thermal motion, its gravitational potential remained completely untapped. This is profoundly unlikely, because in gravitational systems, clumping represents higher entropy than uniformity. For perspective, our universe of approximately 10 to the 80 particles has current entropy around 10 to the 88. But could potentially reach 10 to the 123 if all matter collapsed into black holes. This entropy difference quantifies the Big Bang's exceptional nature. The possible Big Bang states that could evolve into our observed universe occupy only one part in 10 to the 10 to the 123 of the total available phase space. To illustrate, hitting our universe's initial conditions would require precision exceeding that of targeting a single proton within the entire observable universe. The Weyl curvature hypothesis offers a geometric understanding of this phenomenon. The Weyl conformal tensor, which describes gravitational degrees of freedom, was essentially zero in the early universe, suggesting a fundamental relationship between time's direction and space-time geometry itself. Our current theories fail at singularities, the heart of black holes and the universe's beginning, where space-time curvature becomes infinite. These cosmic boundaries mark where quantum effects and gravity must somehow reconcile. A complete theory of quantum gravity remains elusive. String theory proposes fundamental particles as vibrating strings in higher dimensions, while loop quantum gravity suggests space-time has a discrete structure. Neither has produced testable predictions. Penrose suggests gravity might influence quantum measurement. Matter and superposition creates different gravitational fields and space-time geometries, leading him to propose that gravitational energy differences between superposed states might cause spontaneous collapse. The most profound insight from our 2,500-year quest is the unity between mathematics and the physical world. A unified theory would require underlying simplicity not evident in current proposals. To advance beyond space-time singularities, we need powerful new ideas, perhaps requiring only some subtle perspective shift we've all missed.